From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In just the past year or two, trillions of dollars in mortgages have lost value. Homeowners everywhere are underwater, meaning their homes are worth less than they owe, and many of those loans are not getting paid back. This bad debt is just one of the things that makes certain bank assets toxic. As part of a collaboration between NPR and Chicago Public Radio's This American Life, Lisa Chow reports on two entrepreneurs. They're going house to house, buying up loans that no one else wants.
The first time I meet the guys who actually want more toxic assets in their lives is in a diner in North Bergen, New Jersey. Raj Bhatia is sitting at a corner booth with two other guys.
My fellow Ivy League MBAs think I'm nuts because I'm going to get dirty. I'm going to have to get dirty now, you know?
Bhatia graduated from Columbia Business School in the mid-90s, and for years he ran a hedge fund. And by getting dirty, he means he's actually going to be getting out in the world instead of sitting behind a desk. Bhatia has teamed up with Albert Bahin to buy pools of mortgages no one else seems to want.
And we got together and basically said, you know, there's going to be some tremendous opportunities in buying some of this residential debt that I basically, you know, helped create over the past 6, 7, 8 years.
Bahin started selling mortgages in 2000, just as housing prices began to skyrocket, and he saw a lot of the abuse and terrible lending practices. He steered clear of most of that. Now, as those mortgages are starting to go bad, banks are under pressure to unload them, and Bahin and Bhatia think they can buy them up at a huge discount.
There's opportunities to buy this debt at anywhere between, you know, 20 to 40 cents on the dollar.
40 cents on the dollar, which means if the bank made the original loan for $100,000, Bahin and Bhatia think they can buy it for $40,000. That is, if they buy lots of mortgages at a time. They think it's a bargain, so they're meeting in places like these with potential investors like Benick Oster, who's made millions in finance over the years.
Hypothetically, I've got $5 million I'd like to put in. How much are you buying? How many loans are you getting for $5 million?
I'm going to make it very easy for you.
Bahin tells Oster that for $5 million, they could buy about 50 home loans.
How much product are you seeing? I mean, that's the big question. I mean, if someone gave you $100 million,
yes.
Is there enough product out there?
Yes.
Are you just saying that?
No. No, not at all. There's $7 trillion of mortgages underwater right now.
I'm with Bahin and Bhatia again. This time we're driving to Wayne, New Jersey, a small town about 20 miles from New York. The two have lined up a couple of investors, and they're getting ready to buy mortgages for 40 houses, all homes in New Jersey. And they want to go see what they're buying. They've made more than a dozen trips so far to look at different homes.
I'll tell you a story. When the first times Raj came out to see houses, I went out a couple times already. And we're just snapping a picture of the subject property, and Raj is like, there's a couple. I'm like, we're not doing anything wrong. We're just snapping a picture of a house.
I'm not cut out for field work, I guess.
Bhatia and Bahin know certain things about this group of loans. They know that almost all of the houses are in foreclosure. They know the group is made up of what are called Alt-A loans. You can think of those as a step above subprime. They know interest rates on the loans are as high as 12%.
It also tells us if it's a purchase or refinance or a cash out refinance.
But there are lots of things the mortgage documents don't tell you. For instance, Bhatia and Bahin don't even know if someone's living in the house they're about to go look at. And they want to know how the neighborhood feels.
Okay, nice neighborhood. You can imagine what this looks like in the summertime. With all the canopy of trees, it's an established area. I really am impressed with this.
Bahin notices another good sign.
This is great. I have not seen a for sale sign. You'll see one or two coming up, I'm sure, but not yet.
Which means the market's not glutted. If they take over the house, they can sell it.
You have reached the destination.
All right, that's it on the right-hand side.
Bhatia parks the car. The house is a red, old-style colonial on a suburban street. There's a fenced-in backyard. The lawn is well manicured.
We can see that there's kids there. There's obviously kids. This is a neighborhood where you grow up a family. There's a backyard. This house is generally in good condition.
According to Bahin's paperwork, the house's appraised value back in the fall of 2007 was $635,000. Now it's down to $440,000. Which is pretty bad if you consider that what they owe on the house is $475,000. The current homeowners are underwater. They owe more than their house is worth, and they haven't made a mortgage payment in 16 months. Bhatia and Bahin say they can buy the mortgage for $200,000, about half of what it's worth. And then as investors, they have several options. Bhatia says option number one, they can approach the homeowner and say, we can cut you a new deal and rewrite your mortgage.
Their monthly payments can go down from $1,300 to $500 a month, and we are making an incredibly good return on our money.
But he says many homeowners in this situation can't even afford that much. So there's a second option.
If they absolutely can't do something, then you proceed with the foreclosure, and you right now we're in discussions to rent back the homes to the homeowners. Where they've lived there, they stay there, but they're renting the home now. They don't own it.
Then, the third option, they can pay the homeowners to leave. In that situation, Bhatia has a simple pitch to the homeowners.
Why don't we help you by writing you a check, $5,000 to $7,000? You know, every home's different, depends on percentages. And we'll help you move, and you just give us the keys and we'll take over the home.
Now, what Bhatia and Bahin are doing may seem like a free market solution to the crisis. They're either getting people into more affordable mortgages or moving these houses from people who can't afford them to those who can. And they're making money in the process. But they're only two guys.
There's not enough of us out there to absorb what's out there. You got to remember, there's trillions of dollars of product out there right now that has to be dealt with, that has to be worked through. And it's certainly not going to happen just by, you know, a few people putting, you know, $10, $15, $20 million of this product away.
And here's another problem. Bhatia and Bahin, as hard as they're working and as complicated as it seems, are actually dealing with the simplest assets out there, simple home loans, between a bank and a family. They're not dealing in the complex world of mortgage-backed securities, where mortgages were bundled, sliced, and sold to thousands of investors, and where it's almost impossible to figure out what you're buying and who you're buying it from. Essentially, Bhatia and Bahin are buying the least toxic of the toxic assets on banks' balance sheets. Now, we just need someone to buy the rest. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow.
There's more about the mortgage mess on our Planet Money blog, and this weekend on Chicago Public Radio's This American Life.